Last game before she goes with the young Matildas. Out wide to the right. Here's Ellie Reid crossing into the area, looking for Quigley. Over the head of McCormick. It's bouncing through the area. Gemma Simon chasing after it. And coming over, Hodgson gives away a penalty after legging Gemma Simon. It was scrappy and they weren't even facing towards goal. And after just 58 seconds, Melbourne Victory are going to the penalty spot. Cass Soumbras, that's the last thing that Adelaide wanted to do.
Oh, definitely. That's the last thing you want to see, especially 58 seconds into the game.
Isabel Hodgson giving away the penalty, and Kelly, a real surprise, and the home fans don't quite know what's happened here, is the ball was really bouncing out of the penalty area and seemingly out of danger.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock there. I don't think anyone's really realised at this point in time, but yeah, it's a very big shock. It just happened.
90 seconds down, Lauren Barnes, who scored, of course, in the semi-final against Sydney FC from a penalty kick, up against Melissa Barbieri, a bit of a penalty-saving specialist. Bubs with the hands raised in the air wants to come up big for Adelaide early in this one. It's Barnes shooting, saved by Barbieri. It's on the line and Barnes slides it in for the opening goal. It's Melbourne Victory 1, Adelaide United 0. Barbieri saves the penalty, but Lauren Barnes reacts to the rebound and slides in the opening goal. A little bit fortunate, but after 2 minutes on the Jets fitness scoreboard, we have our opener. And Andy Custon, it wasn't a good penalty. Melissa Barbieri will be pretty annoyed that she wasn't able to grasp the ball because she read the penalty very, very well.
Yeah, she certainly went the right way. It was just one of those ones where she's not quite held it and it spun back the other way, and you could see her and the ball were kind of moving at the same speed as she tried to catch up to it and just poked home in the end. Scrappy, but I mean, the Victory is certainly going to take it. 1-0 up after 2 minutes.
Moore back to goal. Now passing, finding Woods. Cross into the area. Shouts for a handball. Penalty! Kate Jakovic saw it, and Hannah Brewer has given away a spot kick. It was a cross into the area, and Brewer volleyed it up into her own arm, it seems. Adelaide United with a penalty kick in the 80th minute. And Kastamovsky, your time is now, and Adelaide seem to be having a conference here to work out who's going to take it. That's probably not a good sign, but what a pressure kick. This is the chance for Adelaide to draw level with just 10 minutes to go, and who knows, they may be able to go on and win it. Andy Custon at ground level, what did you make of the shout for the penalty?
Penalty all day. You could see the defender kind of threw her hands up and said, yep, I did that. I didn't mean to. She knew it was a penalty all day.
And potentially end the 11-game losing streak. It's Woods to take. Facing Domovsky, right-footed, low to the bottom left corner, and Adelaide United a level. In the 81st minute, it's Adelaide United 1, Melbourne Victory 1, and it's all to play for with 10 minutes to go.
Great penalty taken there by Woodsy. She knew where it was going. She knew exactly what to do. Bottom left-hand corner, bang, that's it. 1-0, game on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, strong, low and hard. Keeper's got no chance at the end of the day. It's a perfect hit from the penalty spot, and you could not, I don't even think the best keeper in the world could have saved that one.
Ellie Reid handed the ball, trying to hurl Melbourne Victory out of trouble. Finds Eliadis, her first touchdown. And now, Mastrantonio back to Eliadis. Passes a hit and hope, straight to McCormick. Top of the area here. Here's a chance for Powell! Oh, wow! It's a super strike from Tian Powell! And Adelaide United are 2-1 in front! I must say, we called it. We thought the goal had swung the momentum. And sure enough, the Lady Reds score one. And they score a second. And that is a special into the top left corner from Tian Powell. And Cass Soumbras standing here next to me, Kelly Bartrop. Round of applause for Adelaide United, the two Adelaide players with us here. We might be about to see history in the making.
Oh, I think so. What a fantastic strike by T there. Found herself in space, got face forward, and that was it. Once it left the boot, it was in.
And Kelly, this is it. Adelaide 2-1 in front, coming from behind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great performance in this second half. That penalty definitely gave them that boost to push them through this game. And now they've just got to hold it. That's all they can do.
Christine Nairn got to manufacture something here. Melbourne Victory season potentially hanging by a thread. Floated into the area. Barbieri comes out and misses it. The net's open briefly, and Jackson pokes it. It's a penalty. It's a penalty. I'm not sure who handled the ball. And Kate Jakovic here is reaching for a yellow card. Jenna McCormick has been booked. And Amy Jackson there. The ball did take a bit of a funny deflection as she tried a left foot shot at the open net. It must have been handled on the way through. Christy Moore is in there pleading her case. and Lauren Barnes has already gone and taken the ball in the 87th minute. Melbourne Victory going to the spot for the second time tonight. Andy Cusson, I can't profess to have seen what the penalty was paid for. Did you have a better view down there at ground level?
I didn't see the handball itself, but I saw lots of hands flying around in probably what you call unnatural positions, which is what I think the law is. As players were trying to half-volley it in and after Barbieri came and missed for the ball.
Well, it was uncharacteristic from Melissa Barbieri, and it was that chaos that ensued after she came out and couldn't collect. It's Lauren Barnes. The first penalty, let's not forget, Barbieri saved it. If ever they needed a Melissa Barbieri save, it's now. Lauren Barnes over the ball. The left footer. Here it comes. It's Barnes! And she hits the bar! Oh, wow! Melbourne Victory is still behind! And Adelaide United escape and clear the ball out for a throw. It rocketed off the post. It was low to the bottom right corner. Melissa Barbieri left standing. And you may have even heard the plink coming through as the ball hit the post. And Melissa Barbieri has stared down two penalties tonight. And Lauren Barnes hasn't scored either of them. Unbelievable. And Cass Sumbris, I hope I don't need to get out the smelling salts here, because you seem to have been overcome by the drama of this game. But just describe what is going on here at Adelaide Shores.
Oh, just a little bit. The crowd's definitely picked up here. They're definitely starting to get behind the girls. And, oh, God, I can breathe again after that one. That was a bit...
And Melissa Barbieri's reputation as a penalty specialist has certainly, surely factored into the mental side of things tonight, Kelly Baltrop.
Yeah, absolutely. That first one, she definitely got a hold of it, but unfortunately just trickled out. But that one, she had that one covered, and it was lucky to come off the post for us.
So, Adelaide throw. We've got just 10 seconds of stoppage to go. All eyes on Kate Jakovic as it goes out for another throw. We're about to see history in the making here, Adelaide fans. You've waited since the start of the W League to finally put one over Melbourne. And it's going to happen in the most amazing circumstances possible. The whistle is in the mouth. Adelaide are in possession. It's cleared away by Borg into the defensive half. A little bit of extras here. There it is! Adelaide have done it! Their third win of the season. Their first against Melbourne. What a night at Adelaide Shores. And the full-time score on the Jets Fitness scoreboard is Adelaide United 2, Melbourne Victory 1. Look at the scenes. A tight huddle of players. Melissa Barbieri now being just engulfed by her teammates. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few tears out there as well. What a moment for this Adelaide team and the 548 fans here tonight who saw it unfold. A great game. Thoroughly entertaining, I must say. And Kelly Baltrop and Cass Sumbris, your thoughts here as Adelaide beat Melbourne Victory in the W League for the very first time.
Couldn't be happier. Could be happier. Great game by both teams. Hard fought to the very end by both teams. Obviously, I'm happy that Adelaide got up over the top, but you can't take anything away from Melbourne's performance. Fought hard, great plays, great attack, great defence, great players.
And Kelly Baltrop, you got a massive smile on your face. Just tell us. Tell us what this result means.
Oh, it means everything. I mean, the girls have been working really hard the last 2 years to finally get these results, and it's a credit to Ross and the girls bringing in that never-die attitude, and it's just proven today that that's the attitude that we're going to take and we're going to keep going with it, and it just proves that we can always, no matter how many goals we're down by, we'll always fight back and try and get back that win.